Sri Ryan Tessin Bhava Basra continued, Yud Sivan Hetav Shemem, May 25th, 1980, and Sunday continued.
Because it's Mechiyach. So where is the Eroba Mechiyach? That is the Ruben and Fisher. So it's Eroba Mechiyach. But as far as the Ruben Gaone, that's not Eroba Mechiyach. So remember the Kasha of the Moe, of the race was Ruben Gaone called it with a bias Shite. Mashiach came, the Rambam paskins like Kobe. And the Rambam apparently assumed that the Pshat in the Gemara, when the Gemara says, "Hot of the Rove Mahi," is not like a Midrash, but it's like the Mili. "Hot of the Rove Mahi," in other words, that what Rove said, against Abai, that was the final Shite of Rove, the final moment of Rove. So that means, so Rove's final friend was that only Rob Amotsu recorded his Olah HaKharo. But Rob Sheili Motsu recorded is not Olah HaKharo. So that means that Rob Amotsu is effective because of the Lichore. So the Mele, we cannot test the Kashi of the Lichore. We only do what's up with the Alame. So, in other words, so even if there is an Achidel in Fishermen, So the Rubin Dalme should be invited that the Ritzia did not come from the Rubin and Fishman Day. Because the Rubin and Fishman Day is a Rob Amotsu, it's a Rob Amachia. Mashenki Rubin Dalme is the same kind of world like Rob Polish and Rubin Polish. That's like a Rob Shein Amotsu. So Mimele, there is no Kashi against the Talzi who said that if there is a Rubin and Fishman Day, so the Rubin and Fishman Day brings their life. Shir Pei and Bava Basra, Yud Bei Sivan Hetav Shin Mem, May 27, 1980, on Tuesday.
I want to repeat what I said about Shir Tzaramah. Now, we have the sheets, we have the sheet of faces, and we have the sheet of the Rambam, and we have the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the sheet of faces is the sheet of faith is that when the Mora says the Hamu the Hamu, so there the Rabbinu was marking. Rabbinu was marking on the basis. So he couldn't be marking Hamu the Hamu. So Rabbinu couldn't be marking on the basis of the Rikoche. He didn't in the Yatsuim Rabbinu because the Gamer wouldn't store the barrel of wine in the place where he stole it from. He stole it from. But Avonim the Mitzni, but in respect of Rabbi, so we don't have that in Hohe. So then it will depend as to whether we agree with Rav Chanina's deen or not. And so Tetzer Shite is, that's how it appears from the faces, that for you on the base, that would be more says Avonim and Mitzvah, so then it depends upon the Kanis Alokhets. In respect to why, it doesn't depend on Rav Kanis Alokhets. Even if we don't accept Rav Kanis Alokhets, but here there is a special Alokhets. But even, so then, only on the basis of Rav Kanis Alokhets. But on the basis of Rav Kanis Alokhets, so then, by Inve, it would also be Mutar. Also be Mutar, even though it was found in the parish of Ole, but the Rav Kami Manator. And this is Mashma, Teju Shite, but it is spelled out that Goresosh in the name of the Reed. Turn to the Rosh. So it's much more from the Tetzves that I'm dealing on the way. Because they said, you go to the Muhammad, she needs to be found, they said, they're all the good. So it's much more from the Tetzves that even when it's found in the Mokim itself, not close to the Mokim, but in the Mokim itself, be found, they said, so it depends on how the Khan is alone. But the Agresoshre spells it out. The Agresoshre, it's paragraph in the second period of the Orosh, paragraph Chobeis. Nearly the Udon, the Yazlimon Bosaru Kube, because we passed by the name, and the Bosaru Kube, after I know him short, the Yazlimon Mishalore, the Chola Poches, have the Sophical, the Shari Rechutzvot, the Shari Rechutzvot. So in other words, actually the Agresoshre here mentions two shits. He says, L'chol ha'poches, sofikol v'ipis. So it should be mutar chutz l'oretz. L'chol ha'poches. So in other words, the Agresoshre itself says, no, that it's not sofikol, it's vada'ino. But even if you are going to argue that it's not vadayin ole, but one thing you have to concede, the Chol HaPoches. The Chol HaPoches said, please. In other words, there are two machines here in prison. Two machines in prison. In other words, one machine is that it's vadayin ole, and the Chol HaPoches, something called, but not vadayin ole. In other words, because we saw there are three sheets. There is the sheet of the Israelis. The three called Olach HaKarov, it's Vadai like the rope. Not a Sophic HaShop. Not a Sophic. Even if the Kovet consists of finding the object in the Mokim itself, not just close to the Mokim, but in the Mokim itself. So it's still Vadai like the rope. That's the Shite. And then there is the Shite of the Rambam, that if it's found in the Mokim itself, So then, it is vadai like the korel, not korel, but kamim tzakalhoyim. The Rambam doesn't apply the term korel, kamim tzakalhoyim. And then the shita from the Eide, that where it is found in the mokim itself, so then it is sofik hashom. It is sofik hashom. So the Agur Yisoshre is sure that we do not say like the Rambam, kamim tzakalhoyim. That should prevail overall. But the first question that was social is, that it's vadai mutea, vadai inole, because what we call a harof, even if the korof consists in finding the object in the book itself, and then the second question is, that like Hamiye, the Chol HaPoches are Sofik Korov, the Shari Chutzvot, or the Hamre Tavke Baruim, Aru Bisi Yosef, Hoyim, the Reim and the Chol HaGanovim, Ubimeyem, the Reim, Gam Yisroel, Inu, Aru Bisi Yosef. So that is, and then he mentioned, and it's all based upon the Tetzves, because Tetzves says here, that for Dalet on Dalet, Vatsuri Vigavot, Vintima Mikolo Kim Yosef, the Rubin Daum and Lochim Nu Mabi Adesef, In other words, that barrel of wine was stolen. That goes without saying, it was stolen. So the question is, was it stolen from this carrier, or it was stolen from alcohol? So the Gemara says that without recourse to Rav Chanina Saloche, we have to say it's mutar. Because there is a unum, that there is a presumption that when a gamer steals, when he steals yain from the carrier, he does not store it in the same carrier where he stole it. We stole it. But so that's why he was matir, even without recourse to Rav Chanina Saloche. So Rav Chanina was matir. But Jesus was bothered by Akashi. But how was he matter it? All right. True as far as the question as to whether it was all or not all. So, he had a riot. He had a riot even without Rav Chanina Saloche. He had a riot that it wasn't from the Pardesh of Ore. It was from the other Pardesh that were not all. But it was stolen. So then we should say that the Nakum stole it. So then it should be Osir. It should be Osir because of Yain Eser, if an Akum stole it. If an Akum stole it. Because of Yain Eser. So Teisha says, no, that's it. So most of the Gamorim were Jews. I mean, that became an expression. They didn't come in Israel because of a mistaken interpretation of the Gemara. Of the Gemara Namizor and the Gemara Nechum. The Gemara Namizor and the Gemara Nechum says, they come in Israel. Because in that city, in Ardoye, the Gemara says that in the garden of Ardoye, that if something is stolen, then we assume that the Jews stole it. Because Rav Gamorim are Israel. The Gemara doesn't mean that Rav Gamorim are Israel, that Israel, the Jews, are more delinquent than non-Jews, has a shalom. The Gemara doesn't mean that. Because it happened in Ardoye, and Ardoye was a Jewish city. In Ardoye was a Jewish city. So in Mele, since the overwhelming majority of the Jews, of the residents of Ardoye were Jews, so in Mele, Rav Gamorim were also Jews. I mean, I'm sure that Rav Gamorim, both criminals in the city of Tel Aviv, are Jews. Why? Because the overwhelming majority of residents in Tel Aviv are Jews. So, but it became an expression, and some really think that the Gemara is saying Rav Gamorim is Israel. I mean, in other words, most of the Gamorim are Jews. It's not so, as we show it, to say it in like that. So, Teisa says the same thing. So, here, too, in that city of Rabine, so the Rav Gamorim were Israel. So, but that was only in that city. But, so that was Shosha says, but in the living with Chovin Gamorim, the Rav Gamorim are with Chovin, not Jews, so the Mele, in such a case, it will only be Muter Be'Anoi. It will only be Muter Be'Anoi, even if Be'Anoi Matar, because of the Chanin Salochen. Avo, or the Mele, the Yerim Dami Yisroel Ninu Atu Vishyesho. Now, the Rambam, because of Raza, the Hanoch Hub, the Hatz, the Bisike, Mutabarone, the Roy Bisie, the Roy Nacho. So he rejects the Shita of the Rach. The Rach says now the more that when Rabine was Matir at the barrel of wine, he was only Matir at Banoi, but Bisie not. Why Bisie not? Why Bisie not? Because Bisie is also a Mitzadiah in Ezek. Stamyenom of Goyim. Stamyenom. Stavyekam of Goyim. But the question is this. So the Ramban says, well, Mechala. Why the Mechala? But the question is this. Munafsha, if the Rach is Chedikantis, Stasia says that the Mitzias was in that city of Rabine, that the whole Galmavim were Jews. So the Rach Shiti is not that the whole Galmavim were not Jews. So in Mele, we see it is not selling because of Stavyekam. But Stam Yekom of Nakum is also not only we see it, it's also Banoi too. So, only the Goyim of today, because the Goyim of today are not in Nasir, they're not in the Arizona. So still we see it also because of Chitu. But the Goyim, Bisman Chazal, were in Nasir, were real in the Arizona. They were accustomed to the Nasir. So, their Stam Yekom was also Banoi also. So, So that's why the Ramban says Lemach. Now what's the pshat? What's the pshat in the Rach? So obviously, today, so the Pashtuns that the standing of the Goyim of today is always with the Rambam. You can sell the standing of today. Because they're not in the Arizona. No Chemshim is my name. They are never Menasseh. That was today. But Bisman Chazal, we were in the Arizor and the Goyim. But even Bisman Chazal, not every Goyim was a living Arizor. They were Goyim, Bisman Chazal, who were not living Arizor, who were not accustomed to be Nasir, Yahya Arizor. But Rube the Rube of the Goyim, Bisman Chazal, were in the Arizor. So the Mele apparently the Rach was bothered by the same Kashi, that by the faces, how was Rabinet? How was Rabbeinu able to be matter, the one? But true, as far as the question of yes all and no all is concerned, so either because of especially Chochem, that the Gan of store it in the same place, leave it in the same place where he stole it from, or because of Rabbeinu Zarochem, so it was a riot that, so we presume that it wasn't all, but somebody stole it. So a goy must have stolen it. So it became Moser, it became Yai Meser, because a goy handled it. So that's the kasha that Teitzri says. So Teitzri says that obviously in that city, most of the Ganovi were Jews. But the Rach considered that as a day fact to say that most of the Ganovi were Jews. So then the question arises, so why was Rabbeinu matter it? True, as far as the question of all these concerns, it wasn't all that. But if we presume that most of the Galilean were non-Jews, so the Mele, it should have been Osir because of Yahineser, of Stamino. The answer is, Rabbeinu probably knew that the Goyim in that city were not in that Arizona. Just as today, the Nochim are not in Asifal Mizore. So it was possible that there were certain towns, Bisman Chazal, where the Goyim were not in the Arizona. So that's why. But had it been always also not only in Sia, it's also in Anoy as well. Oh. But since on the basis of Kamal Haro and on the basis of the Choche, the Midnafine, actually we got over Mitzneye, so it was Dole. So it was only handled by Goyim, and Rabbeinu knew that in that city, the Goyim were not in Chovim, so in Mele, he was martyred by Noe to be sold. But you see, it was Osea, because of Stamyeno. Now, in the Rambam, I mentioned this, the Akiv Yosoyes, the Jew of Machos Asuras Ochirim, Chov Yisrael Nanitzis Muno Bidar Vesholom. So in our text, the Rosh Hashanah means Asur B'Sir Muteres Banoi. But Svorim Achrim is written in the margin. Svorim Achrim Muteres B'Sir Muteres Banoi. We said that for quite years. But the Bach mentions the Rosh Hashanah the way it appears in our text. So the way it appears in our text, so that's like the Shidei of the Rach. That's like the Shidei of the Rach. In other words, Asur B'Sir Muteres Banoye, because as far as the question of yes or no law is concerned, to impressione, it's not only because of the Jorge, but then because Rudy Mendeley and in other words, the Rambam agrees with the Shita Berach that in that city, so long cannot be more not Jews. In that city, long cannot be more not Jews. So that's why it's a sort of see because now, so like the Rach, but the Rach is not difficult because the Rach explains the case of the Gemara. So then, and the Gemara says that Rabbeinu was moderate, so the question arises, how is he able to be moderate? But let it be also on the score of Salino. So we have to say that the Mitzvah was that the going in that city were not even caught. So that's all right in explaining the Gemara then. But the Rambam is not explaining the Gemara, the Rambam passes for us. So the Mele, why was he saying, Asur Bisiyo Mutarev Banoye? Asur Bisiyo Mutarev Banoye? So the Mele, and on the contrary, the Rambam, when the Rambam passes the Dini of Yaineser, so he passes that even today, Stamlino of the Nature, the Rambam Shiki is also Rambam. I mean, we don't pass like Rambam, the Rambam is Yohi. So the Mele, so that Gilse is a difficult Gilse of Asur Bisiyo Mutarev Banoye. And the correct Gilse is Mutarev Bisiyo Mutarev. Now, we said last time, I mean, in regard to the Rambam Shite. So we have three Shites. We have the Shite of Tesis, and the first portion that we saw, that when we call Olah HaKaro, that even the Korev is a Korev, not just the Korev of the Muchach, but the Korev consists of being found in the Mokim itself. So still, Rebbe Korev is Olah HaKaro, is Olah HaKaro. And even if the Rav is a Rav Shein Motzo, that's the Shita of Tesis. Even if the Rav is a Rav Shein Motzo, and the Korev is not only Korev of the Muchach, but it consists of being found in the Mokim itself, and the Rav is a Rav Shein Motzo, so Rebbe Korev is Olah HaKaro. Rebbe Korev. Then we have the Shita of the Rambam, that where the Korev consists of being found in the Mokim itself, then it's Olah HaKaro. Not Korev, he doesn't call it Korev, Kamim Tzokano. So it's a matter like the Korev of Kamim Tzokano. Then we have the Shike of Rabbi Yene in the world washing that way is Oshre, that where the Korev consists of being found, of an object being found in the Mokim itself, so then it is a Sofik Hashem. Then it's a Sofik Hashem. Now the Rambam Shike appears to be like Rambam, because the Rambam he says, that in case of Anobi, he says, so then it would be Oseh. And the Rambam doesn't say it would be Oseh in Eretz Yisrael. It's Mashma, even Chutzlaretz is Oseh. He says, stop, even Chutzlaretz is Oseh. So that's why the Shita of the Rambam and the Nisikeli point out that it's like the Shita of the Rambam. But then the question arose, there is a sphere between this Rambam, where the Rambam says, Chovies Yayin, Hanimzo, Kulu Pausha Rore, Muter Bisi, Muter Baluish, and Adalit Kulu Moki Mitimbe, Awa Novi Manuzo, Kulu Shom, Asuri. So what does it mean, Asuri? Now, soil. Or even Chutzlore. Since he says star, so it means even Chutzlore. And so all the Chutzlore is Muter, and here it says Asuri. So it's not like Abu Yayin, it's just like Shita Kamba. But then that appears to be Sei Seida. To be Sei Seida. Anyway, in Yom Kippur, where the Rambam says, where the Rambam says that if seven shrevim or levim, seven shrevim or levim, that means there are two compartments, and seven shrevim or levim, one compartment is mazmin shrevim, birds shrevim that are black, and that compartment birds that are white. And then he found that in the compartment where he prepared shrevim, so he found the vein in the compartment where he prepared the vein and he found shrevim. So it's osa. So the Rambam says, why is it osa? Because sofik muchon is osa. There is a machleket between Rabbi Yeshua and Rambam Liel as to whether sofik muchon is osa or muta. Rabbi Yeshua says sofik muchon is osa, and sofik and Rambam Liel says sofik muchon is muta. So the Rambam says only a kalim because we pass for like Rabbi Yeshua. The sofik muchon is osa. That's why it's osa. The implication being that according to Rambam Liel it will be muta. Now he found it in the same way. So, Bishlei, the Rambam had paskened and agreed with the sheet of Rabbi Yehinei, then we can understand. But since the Rambam paskens like that, agrees with the sheet of the Rambam, so why does he have to resort to the fact that Sofik Muchon is Osea? Why does he say, because of Sofik Muchon, so why would he say because of Sofik Muchon? Then it should be according to the Rabban Shite. According to the Rabban Shite. So if he found it in the same place, so then we don't say that we call it Olah HaKharon. So then Olah HaKharon. So maybe it should be Muta. It should be Muta Ligambe. Even Malibe, the Rabbi Yeshua. So the answer is, because over there it wasn't found in the same mocking, but only close to the mocking, where he prepared certain ladies, pigeons. So, why? Because since it has two separate compartments, so then it's not considered like that mocking. As the Ramban says, because the Ramban mentions the Gemara in Kiddushin. So, if you have a carrot, in which the rockets were planted. So all the anovim and all the rockets of that carib are also acquired. And then somebody sells the rockets outside the carib, so in the artisoil it's also at the bottom. But in Chutzlorets it's muta. Why? Because Sofik Laya flying in Chutzlorets it's muta, just like Sofik always muta. And Sofik flying in the artisoil is also. In the sources. But the Ramban, so the question is, according to the Ramban, why do we say that in Chutzlorets it is muter? Why do we say that in Chutzlorets it is muter? But we should say kamim to kanhoyo. The answer is, there is a difference between a case where the object is found in the carib itself, like the case here, so then it's in Badai like the Korah. And the case where it's very, very close, which is a Kovet Muhat. So that means the Ramban Shite is that where the object is found in the Mokin itself, then we say Kanun Tzokan Hoyo, and that prevails over the Bureau of Law, over the law. Mashim came if it is a Kovet Muhat. And the law is a more shame also, then the Kovet Ramban is a Sofika Shoko. So the reason is why. Here in Machos Asur is the Rabbi Paskins, the Tanobin, the Avalobin, Han Zoykin, Shomasur, and it's Mashmasur in Mukhutsua, because Kalim Tokan Hoyo. And over there it says, it's also because Sofik Mukhon, and why don't we say it's not Sofik Mukhon? It's Vada Mukhon, it should be Mutea. The answer is, over there, since there are two compartments, and we want it prepared. Shrevin in another compartment of the body, and then he found it all the way around. So then it's not Nimtzo in the same place, but close to the place. So maybe we cannot apply the aloche of Kamimtzo Kanoyo, but it's a Kovet Muchach, as against a law of Shevin or two. So the Rambam agrees completely with the Rambam Shite, that where it was found in the Mokim itself, then it's Vadai like the Kovet Kamimtzo Kanoyo. But where it was found very close to the Mokim, and that is in conflict with the Moshe and Motsu, then it is in Sarkar. These are the sheets. All right. Now the mission, the next mission. Machikine Solivo Minoir Esrim Lichomi Sham. Why? The more the forest is in the year. The Pishenei year, Kishenei ish Melchel Polvara. In other words, I mean, according to our conception, so it is more beautiful if the are trees than the other trees. And it's not that our conception is the holiest, but it could be. You see, of course, we consider that the city that has trees so is more beautiful than that the city that has no trees. Someone once wrote in the newspaper that one of the tragedies that overtook Chicago is because the Chicago trees were overtaken by a certain disease, and because of that, so they had to chop off all the trees. So that's the popular conception. I'm not saying that the popular conception is wrong, because I don't think that there is any inconsistency between what the Mishnah implies and the popular conception. Here the Mishnah says, Machitines Rimon Yir Esk Lechomisham. Why? Mishnah Melcher Ponotai. But according to our conception, the popular conception, the contrary, the more trees the city has, the more beautiful the city is. So, that could be true, but when can we say that it's more beautiful if it has trees, as long as the trees are planted in such a way that it doesn't interfere with the riding, the traveling, and the walking, let's say, modern streets, so we have a sidewalk and we have a street, or so, and then you have all the trees at the end of the sidewalk. But suppose if the trees had been planted in an irregular manner, in other words, and in such a way that it would obstruct traffic and walking, then it wouldn't be beautiful. So in other words, I suppose that Bismarck has out, so when trees were planted, so it wasn't, they weren't planted in such a symmetrical way, so as they are planted today. So the melee, it wasn't consistent with Noyer. But in Akhaname, if the trees are planted in a symmetrical way, in such a way that it doesn't obstruct traffic, it doesn't obstruct walking, so the contrary, then trees add to the beauty of the city, rather than detract from the beauty of the city. So there is no inconsistency. Alright. In other words, it's not consistent with no year if there is no straight in derech hamalach to walk. If you have to keep on walking zigzag, so that's not consistent with beauty. So, in other words, a harum tree, let's say downstream. Shikmo is a certain kind of fig tree that has very extensive branches. Very extensive branches. So there, on account of the extensiveness of the branches, so it's inconsistent to the very year if the trees that are planted in an irregular, unsymmetrical way are within a radius of 50 yards. Or 50 yards. I will show them a polygon snark, famishimamo, if it's a wrong tree. So then, even if the branches are not so expensive, it's inconsistent with the beauty of the city. If there is such a thorn tree within the radius of 50 yards. Now, we will hear Kimbo. Suppose the city was built first, and then somebody planted a tree within 25 cubits from the city. So then, there is more of a wrong than the case where So then, if there is more remote than the case where the tree was planted before the city was built. So, if the building of the city, or the settling of the city, preceded the planting of the tree, then there is a wrong act on the part of the planter, because at the time when he planted the tree, there was already the city in existence. So then Kate says, very basically, so the residents of the city have the right to chop off the tree, and they don't even have to compensate the planter of the tree. Why? Because the planter of the tree was delinquent. He was negligent. He's at fault. Who told him to plant the tree when there was already a city in existence? So, since the planter of the tree, when he's at fault, was negligent, so the melee and the bneoia have the right to chop off. The bneoia have the right to chop off the tree, and not compensate him, because he was neglectful. He was neglectful, he was negligent. But suppose the one who planted the tree at a time when there was no city in the vicinity of the tree. So he was not at fault. He's completely innocent. He's completely innocent. So true that the resident of the city had his excuse, even in this case, to chop off the tree, because it interferes with the beauty of the city. So in such a case, since the planter, the retainer of the yoke, is not at fault, so the bneoia still have a right to get it, but they have to compensate him, because after all, it's not his fault. He did it at a time when there was no city in the vicinity. So exactly then, suppose we don't know what preceded what, whether the planting of the tree preceded the building up of the city, or the building up of the city preceded the planting of the tree. So then hating is coming. And as Gemara explains it, it's common sense, because we monarch share the residents of the city have a right to chop off the tree, regardless what preceded what, so they have the right. But the question is, in one case, in one situation, they have to compensate the Bala tree. In another situation, they don't have to compensate. So in Melech, they are kentis, because that's what one object they have the right to do. And then, when the planter of the tree claims for them, pay me, compensate me, so they can say, Hamitzen Hadol, right? Prove your point. My time Now, what does it mean, Nehemiah? Now, we have, in the Hokus Mizoki, we have all kinds of Masikim. I mean Masikim. That are not Masikim in Burakam. So, we have Reyacha. I mean, that's not a Masikim in Burakam. Or Kutre Oshon, all right, Oshon could be a Masik in Burakam too, but even if it isn't, it's a Masik in Shrem, because it's a useless. Now, so what is it? We have as a Kriya, it's also a Masik in Shrem, not in Burakam. I mean, one couldn't demand money just because the other fellow looked into his hotel, but it's a useless as a Kriya. So how about Meyo here? In other words, if somebody does, he plants a tree there in the vicinity of the city, thereby reducing the beauty of the city. That's also a magic that comes within the concept of a house design. Or that's not a magic. Now, we'll see, there is a Rashi further. The Rashi is the last line in Rashi before the first B line in Rashi. So So he says, Vinuzzo, you want to make what you want to do, Vinuzzo, the first Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi and the Rabban said the same thing, that this whole halacha of Machike and Kampi, Rashi, it's a deal. It's a strong deal. But the Rambam spoke it out, and he says that this halacha of Machike is a Yimon Yomiya, as the Chomish Amo, is not like the other missions. The other, okay, it's a name, the Eretz Yisrael, what's more? There's nothing to do with Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But here, it has to do with beauty. That in Chutz Lores there was no such halacha. No such halacha. But it's based upon the concept of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There's the Shita of Rambam, and there's the Shita of Rashi. That Ramah is faith. Ramah says that this halacha of Machikin is a new one to hear as in Chomish Amo, because it reduces it on the minds. The Neo Yidia applies to Chutz Lores. In other words, so we have a Machlokes Hashem. According to Rashi and the Rambam, so reducing this, the beauty of a city does not come within the concept of a Chutz Lores. Doesn't come within the concept of a Chutz Lores. But, and it's only because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's only because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But according to the Rambam, it's nothing to do with Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's not even Chutz Lores also. That it also comes within the concept of Achokas Nezot. There will be a big nafkimine. If it is based upon the concept of Achokas Nezot, so that it's his chus that the Bnei Yehuda have. But suppose that Bnei Yehuda say, we don't care, we like it that way. Many more trees, and even though the trees are not planted in a symmetrical way, it's planted in a zigzag way, but we like it that way. We like it that way. We don't like a city that has open spaces. So then, they certainly cannot be told that they have to chop off the tree. But according to the Ramban and Rashi, that this has nothing to do with the Chokas Nezokin, Neoyim. Is based upon Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So suppose that Neil Yehuda and Eretz Yisrael say, well, we don't care about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, we care about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's a mitzvah, it has nothing to do with them. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. Whether they care or they don't care, they couldn't take a vote as to whether they should be engaged in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael or not. It's not something that can be discussed. So there is a big nachemine, so we'll soon see. Alright, well, this is Rashi Shiti by Ramah. That Neoia does not come within the concept of a Chokas Nezot. It's based upon Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Alright. My time, O Ma'ula Mishu Neoia. We take away the basis of the Mikvosh. The Mikvosh Sodeh. The Mikvosh Sodeh. Now. The Levim did not generally did not take a chilek in Achmar Yad Yisrael, but they were given special oil in which to do it. Altogether, the Levim shared and received 48 talents in Yad Yisrael. So, the holy oil in Mohen Moshebes, Umidlishayen, Yiyu. Pani Babo, this passion, Pani Babo, this passion, Pani Babo, when you have a tower, they deal with the show. So there's a lot in the oil ring, the 48 cities that were given to the ring, that every year had to have a big wash of 1,000 amos. And the big wash, the year consisted of houses. That's the essential feature of the year. Let's say, if it's a farm, it's not a year. In other words, a year is a place where people have houses. Not just a place where people live. Most people live in houses. I mean, and they live outside. It's a tropical place. It's never cold. So, it's not a year. In order to have a year, it must have houses. So every year of the living had to have a mikvah of 1,000 tamos. And the 1,000 tamos of the mikvah had to be without houses. Without houses. Just grass. Without houses. And then, and after that, 2,000 tamos for service and crop. So the first 1,000 tamos beyond the limits of the year, so was called Mikvah. And then 2,000 tamo, after the 1,000 tamo, were for service and crop. So, Mikvah Sheyorobi Mashakutu Alkin, Mikiro, we were put the elephant on something. So that 1,000 tamo had to be kept maintained as a Mikvah, without houses and without service, without service. And then, after that, so our time Babo, so for service in common, that's the Aloche in Oriyal. How about other cities, not Oriyal? So in Oriyal, there is a Nisa Traise. There is a Nisa Traise to convert a meal into a meal. Let's say, the Oriyal is a city. Suppose, the residents of the city of the Oriyal will decide to tear down the road and to convert it into vineyards, into suburbs. They're not allowed. That's the aloha. The year of the Oriyal has to be maintained as a year. The mikvah has to be maintained as a mikvah. And what's the shiur for the mikvah? 1,000 times. How about that? So there is a machlokes in Eretz, between Tanakam and Rebbeza. The Rambam on the bank, the third mission. In 18, so the mikvah, we go in mikvah tov. In other words, because he had a year, and then he had a mikvah, and then he had a subject to the common. So you're not allowed to convert a subject to a mikvah. Now, here is the year, and then here is the mikvah. And here is service. So suppose somebody wants to convert the subject into a mikvah, it's not allowed. And they seem to be mikvah, or mikvah subject, or mikvah shia. We will be in your mikvah. That's the Tanakam. Not that day, or in your own day. Any year has to have a mikvah. Has to have a mikvah. I will be over in Israel. Omer HaBlezer, that's the Tanakam. Bamed, Roman, 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 Israel, Eisim, Sod, Mikosh, Mikosh, Tote, Mikosh, Vemonim, Yom, Mikosh, Shom, Yachriku, Eto, Israel, Yachriku, Eto, Israel, but even HaBlezer has made it, that HaBlezer only holds, only says, that converting a Niyak, not only our Niyak, converting a mikvah into a sodom, not of the oral being, or a sodom into a mikvah is mutter, but to convert a near Yisrael, into a mikvah. What do you mean into a mikvah? In other words, you take out the buildings and people will evacuate. They'll not live there. That cannot allow, because then you're exposed. Then you are mach, shall be achrivu. It's all in Israel. So you are machi without Israel. Alright. Machi is Mishu Maniya. Alright. That people, if a blessing to me, that applies to all, so, but as far as converting the iniquity into solid, solid to liquid, so according to Converter, it only applies to Dorian alone. Now, so here the Gemara says, we take when you should eliminate in solid liquid. Here it says that you're not allowed to plant a tree within a radius of 25 amos, or 50 amos of the trees. But beyond that, beyond 25 amos, and all 50 amos, you are allowed. But you should be allowed to plant trees because within the radius of the county town. Because the whole area of the county town, beyond the border of the city, has to be maintained as a mikvah. What does a mikvah mean? A mikvah means that's it. In other words, you cannot plant, you have to maintain it as a mikvah. So the more assumes that maintaining it as a mikvah involves that no tree should be planted. And so even beyond the radius of 25 hours or 50 hours, for the whole stretch of 1,000 hours, you should not be allowed to plant a tree. Why would we say only within a radius of 25 hours or 50 hours? So the Gemara says, look, it's a little less. You're not in some sort of report, you're not in some sort of report, but okay, you should know your ear. So, according to Professor, the deeds they are of converting, of not maintaining a mikvah as a mikvah, applies only to Galvin, but obviously we know in soil it doesn't apply. So, in other words, so you can plant trees, beyond the radius of 25 amos or 50 amos, but within the radius of 25 amos or 50 amos, so you can come to a place, you're not allowed to plant trees because of no year. Well, that woman, that means that I'm coming. The amulet releases on the big watch, the only big watch are there, even not on the album. So then the question arises, so why only does the Mishnah say within the radius of Esther and Chavishama you're not allowed to plant trees? You're not allowed to plant trees within the radius of 1,000 amos or 1,000 amos? Because you have to maintain 1,000 amos strip as a big watch outside the borders of the city. So the rockets you cannot plant. But because the rocket is inconsistent with the state of a mikvah. Mikrash is really a lot. So the rocket is inconsistent. But Ilonis is not inconsistent. So beyond the radius of 25 hours or 50 hours, so then you are allowed to plant the tree. But within the radius of 25 hours or 50 hours, you're not allowed because of no yield. Hannes hoy, abu yoni tachimah, the hoche kibur yiyo, umi no tenuven di shamur, bin zoyim Ilonis. That if you have a mocking plant that is very expensive, so the time that was Shio Chotzer HaMishkan, that's a piece of land of 100 by 50 amos. So that's a piece of sign. So if that was the area of the Chatzar HaMishkan, so if let's say you have an area that is larger than the area of the Chatzar HaMishkan, more than society, and if it was not hukach v'tirei, so then even though it is from the Chitzes, you're not allowed to carry in that place more than, you're not allowed to carry the Lodamis, only less than that. In other words, in our number, like this, if it has form of it says, so it becomes a Mishayohim, you are allowed to carry a meaning from one end into the other. Let's say, suppose every city that has the riches. So even the number says, even if the city is as big, as extensive as Nineveh, or even Baal, they are shed. So, but if it has the riches, you are allowed to carry on Shabbos. It's because it's a Mishayohim. But, and the Mishayohim, but if it is a light that was not lit up in the lamp, it was not, the mechitzas were not set up for residential purpose. So then, if it is larger, then so now, so even though it is for mechitzas, you're not allowed to carry it up down in the lamp. If it was not lit up in the lamp, but if it was lit up in the lamp, so then, even if it is larger than they or more, if it has mechitzas, you can carry from one end to the other. So now we need to put the sign to the lire. So sign to show the tradition, as a common key of the show the photo of the lire, or in the stamp of the lire, the cap to show the people about the lire, after the days are so going, without the lire, the conagore, yes, and the sign to show the lire, to put them without the lire. Now, what is considered a book of the lire, what is considered not book of the lire? Now, so suppose you have a city, and in the city, a very big city, like we have, like more than larger than one, but the whole city consists of houses where people live. So that's Hukapidere. But suppose you have within the enclosure, you have the other one. So it's a quick, so then it's not considered Hukapidere. Because is the other one is inconsistent with residence. Suppose, so in other words, if you are Hukapidere, but then later on, so you planted, you made it into Israel, so then it's not considered as Hukapidere. But suppose you planted trees, so it does not undermine the nature of Hukapidere. So you see that Israel is inconsistent with the nature of Dire, but is inconsistent. But Ilonites are considered consistent with the nature of Dire. So here too, nevertheless, because the reason is why the Torah says that you have to maintain the Midrash, this, so that a thousand Talmud has to be maintained at the Midrash, because that's a pertinent to deal, to have a certain love as a Midrash. So if you plant trees, it's not inconsistent with deal. So maybe it's good. So the country is convincing more that the popular concept that trees is consistent with nice residential living is true. Only thing is, why does it say that it interferes with the lay for here? Because the one is Bisman Chazal were not planted in a symmetrical way, in such a way that it did not interfere with traffic and with walking. So that's why it interferes with the lay. Now, the mission that Hofeo invades, my people see on the various of the commission, or the whole ship of Hamishna, in my own Natal, in my better Kidmo, Kate is the Sidoni. So, if the music preceded the Mada, if the music preceded the Mazi, so then, Mabea Kidmo. So, if the music preceded the Mazi, so, where the detail is really negligent and at fault, still he has to compensate. The Balabea has to compensate the Balabea. And here we say that the Mohia Kidmo, the ear is the music, is the one that is damaged. So, it's Kate says it's very nice and dumb, but Gabriel and Benio we see that even when the magic is at fault,
But still, as the Bible can compensate for chapter 43. And here we see that where the Teoria is at fault, because the year preceded his law. So then, he's not even entitled to compensation. Why? The Baal Hillel is entitled to compensation, even in case where he's at fault, just as Baal Hillel is entitled to compensation in connection with pain. Even though he was at fault, if the same Allah had applied to Yir and Hillel, so then there would be a very undesirable situation would be created. With Hillel, it says in the Jose, Afkaran may Hillel be his name. In other words, the name here, the name of the chapter of the tree, but they have to come and say the Balevon. Come to the Balevon. So the Balevon will have to collect, will have a difficult time to collect, because they will go to one resident and say, why are you going to me? Go to the others, they'll go to the other ones. So everyone will keep the burden to somebody else, and it will be very difficult to collect. So this is the house there. Have come the evil eat, and it was not you of the year, collect him and then why ask you? We need so evil, amen, for here we put it. They so to bear it and I think what? They to the best of soil. So Rashi means that the evil eat does not come within the aloha of a hostism. It only comes within the aloha of each of the soil. Within the aloha of each of the soil. So then we understand. So that's why Rashi says, they need to bear ourselves as well, because the living themselves might not be mine. But when someone will try to collect compensation for the loss he sustained in chopping off his tree, so then they would say, they'll push him around. So, in the meantime, if the Allah had been, now, so we see from this rabbi, that if the Allah had been, that he's entitled to compensation, then the Baal Yibom would have his chus to say, I am not going to allow you to chop off the tree until you put down the cash, the compensation. From some melee, what will, and they will not care. So melee in the meantime, is sitting out the soil will not look nice. So there will be a diminution in the issue about it. Oh, so the more has the cash, who might share, what kind of cash is it? You cannot take it around, but take it away. There is no spirit from the Mishnah of Yom Bey. But in the case of Yom Bey, so it's a question of the Yohim, of the Hezek, of the Yohim, of the Hezek of the Yohim. So then we say that even though the Yohim is entitled to chop off the tree, that is Mazik is Bey, but he still has to compensate. But here was a question of Hezek of Rabbi, of all the rest of the city. So anyway, he's not entitled to compensation from the Rabbi, from the Yochid, he is entitled to compensation. Now, this expression, Shabbat Ezeket Rabbi, Mezeket Yochid, Shabbat Ezeket Rabbi, Mezeket Yochid, tends to indicate, like the sheet of the Ramah, Ramachi means that maybe applies it to Hutzlah. So it's based upon a Chokhmah Tzidkin. So you understand this, right? Before it says, Shani Ezekiel Rabbi Ezekiel Yoy. But according to Rambam Rashi, that this was not coming to the Chokhmah Tzidkin.
This has to do with the of outer soil. Outer soil is a mitzvah to make sure that the cities of outer soil are beautiful. So, and it has nothing to do with heaven. Mashiach can even pay on that, has to do with that work of his own. So why does the Gemara use the expression Ezekiel, Mezeh, Ezekiel Rabbi? Ezekiel, you can understand, there is definitely a work of his own. But here it's not the question of Ezekiel. So, in other words, so vis-a-vis outer soil, if there is a diminution in the appearance of outer soil, so that's also called Hezekiah. So it's called Ezekiel Rabbi, but it's not really Hakokas Mizokin according to Rama. It is based upon Dishabar soil. It is based upon Dishabar soil. So, every my Bushabu Shabbat in the Rabbi, I mean, for Rabbi, in my own kingdom, this is Domin. If the one preceded the city, so that means that the time the Baal Yom planted the tree, he was not at fault in any way, he was not even well. So then, his family came afterwards. They still have right to chop off the tree, but then they have to compensate the Baal Yom. In the case where the Baal Yom was not negligent, so then he's entitled to compensation. But he can be gated anyway. But he has to be compensated. So the Rosh Hashanah so that one is, even though the Baal Yom was not involved at all, and then later on, some residents moved into the city and they built houses. So they have right to chop off the tree, but he can demand compensation for them. But what time she is gated? In other words, first they have a right to be gated the tree, to chop off the tree. And then he can call them to the Torah and he can tell them, you compensate. But the question is, why shouldn't he be able to say, you want to chop off my tree? Fine, okay, I'll let you. But first pay for it. I don't want the burden of holding in the Torah and waiting weeks and months until he compensated. So, you lay away, hope the relation don't have what he gets. Omar Afkane, we should be a little bit clearer. So according to Rashi, the young Berech, so the tree will stand for a long time. If the Aloha will, now that the Hakon say the Mishnah, your kids, the Bnei can chop off the tree, immediately. Cannot postpone. So, and they chop off the tree. And then, he'll collect. But if the Aloha has been, that the Baal Yom has a right to tell the Bnei, I'm not going to let you chop off the tree until I get compensated. So what would be the result? This one will say, well, you pay the rich, you are richer. Oh, if you're not richer, but you don't have as many expenses as I have, so it will take a long time until they'll agree upon the amount that each one is to contribute towards the compensation of the value. So in the meantime, the tree will stand. So what's the tragedy with that? So according to Rashi, we understand. Because according to Rashi, it's not based upon Hakokas Nizok. So even though they will keep on pushing it off, but there is a little mitzvah of Yidimarach as well. But according to the Yagama, that this is based upon Hakokas Nizok. So what's wrong with that? If the Aloha had been, that the Baal Yom has a right to tell the Neonia, before you chop off the tree, you pay me. So then it will take months until they will finally get the money to pay. In the meantime, the tree will be selling, so who cares? That's the only problem, but don't worry about it. He didn't teach about this lawyer. So it's everybody's problem. So it's Ben's problem too. So Ben has to make sure that Ben, the one that runs the city, that is in charge of the city, has to make sure that Ishmael's soil is maintained, even if the people here are not heedful of Ishmael's soil. According to Rashi and Rambam, we understand, but according to Yad Rama, and it's much more than Shiras, Rambam is also like Yad Rama, because the Rambam doesn't mention limited that to all the soil. He mentions stuff, and then the Rambam mentions that Nur Heshrei, if it had been based upon Ishmael's soil, we wouldn't mention it. It has nothing to do with Schus of Shrein, it has to do with Mitzvah of Hishabat Yisrael, where discusses Hishabat Yisrael, and Hasmoachim discusses Leil of Yod Odom, Be'at Yisrael, at Rubi Yoshevu Ba'akon, or Yod of the Chutzvar, but Rubi Yoshevu Ba'Yisrael, why in Shrein? So it's mashma that the Rambam agrees in the Shita of Yad Rama, not in the Shita of Rashi and Rambam. So then, so what's the Pshat in the Gemara? When the Gemara says, Om Rakai, they don't need to be Chmiru Ve'Chmiru. So that's why it's impossible to tell the new year. You cannot chop off the tree until you compensate the value, because then the result will be that the tree will stay and stay. So what's wrong with that? It's their problem. The tree will stay and stay very nice. So we have to say, because sometimes, you know, It's a small, aggressive minority that obstructs the doing of the right thing. So let's say, suppose there are a thousand residents in the city, and let's say 990 residents are willing to fulfill their share, to contribute, but there are 10 residents very aggressive, and they give a difficult time. So the melee, even according to Rambam and Rambam, that it's based upon Achokas Nizokin, so it's not right towards them. If all the residents of the city would give a difficult time and the Balayulon, so then it's their business. So we are not going to be able to worry about that. If they are stingy and they don't want to come forth with the money, let them have it, you know, who cares? But the problem is the overwhelming majority of the residents of the city are ready to contribute their share towards the compensation of the value. But there are a few residents who are very aggressive, tough people, and they don't bring problems. So that means that the overwhelming majority of the residents of the city will suffer, will be needed, because of the stinginess of the few residents. So the neighbor, because of that, they're coming from Misaki, that the residents of the city have a right to chop off the tree immediately. And then it will be the burden of the Balayulon to collect. So if the king of the city is in the city, my should be allowed when he came. So they have. It says if actually one behavior that if it's suffering, so it cannot be kids talking. So you might use a very obvious that. Also the body of the make it's for the snake and animal and the kids. Because those are the allies. What's the allies? That we don't be that if it is in my behavior, kids more case than it is not. The minimum kidding is no kids. If the body is not at all, so then the body has no right to chop off the tree. So the many kids of suffering, how can the Balabeya be cases? Maybe the human was taken, so he's not at war. So he's a real Nazi, he chops off somebody else's tree. Mashiach can hear him in one area. Whether the human preceded, the planting of the human preceded the building and the settling of the city, or the building and the settlement of the city preceded the planting of the tree, in either situation, the residents of the city are entitled to chop off the tree. To chop off the tree. So in many ways, it's gate. Okay, one thing is going, so you can have a million gates. We need to know it. I'm going to lie, I'm going to lie, I'm going to lie, I'm going to lie. Oh, now it is mentioned. Machine is in the year, the Ramos, and so the Abbot in the year, and the other one, the Mensch, the Mikosole, according to the Rabbon of the Red. Manchmal wird die Sonne noch unerklärt geschützt, denn nur als Boden die Geschichte und die Mama meine Sonne beitragen. Wie ich mir immer, ich bin nur die Lehne, die ist noch mal die Hände, die in Wochen schon die Sato, die Schöne und die Rolle in die. Na, auf dem Blitz, wo schon die Dingswes, in Magma, der Dingswes ist keine Karlatte und der Mama. Der Dingswes in Gewiesen, die schickt auf die Mama und der Mama. Because, if it is, if it is based on a house in Zocking, if it is based on a house in Zocking, so then we understand what they said. The Rishonim won't be in the middle of the area. So he is no mazik. So, a woche is in disaster in the story of your name. Two, the Bnei Yehia have his schuss, even though the Bnei Yehia is completely innocent. He planted a tree at a time when there was no Yehia, but right now there is a Yehia. So they have this schuss in order to be secure against damage, and that is also damage, the fact that the beauty of the city will be reduced. So they have a schuss, so it's their schuss. So the main way, if they die, if it takes them a long time, if it takes them a long time to get the money that will be given as compensation to Babylon, that's their problem. A woman should get it about that. The Shemiron killing people is some of them out there. A woman should be in disaster with the joy of your lady. But according to Rashi and the Rabban, so it's based upon the mitzvah of Yishevah Tzisrael. So why does he say, Kim Yisom HaBehet HaRimor, Kim Yisat HaMijol HaMeni, it's far. And it's Yishevah Tzisrael is concerned. The big difference with the Balgiron, is he Gani, is he Tzadik? In the same way? Or is it wrong? What difference does it make? Is the same? The big la mitzvah of Yishevah Tzisrael is the same? So we see, from Texas, the Texas agrees with the Shite, of the Atama and the Ramah. Aber ich doch schon, in meiner Scheibe auch in der Mischitwe, weil ich jetzt nicht genug in die Schieße bedäume, wenn man die Dore kann ich. Die Mischung, die wird Mischung durch die Heime, wo ich mir will, wo es nur Sache gibt, dann habe ich jetzt nicht genug, wo ich schon nicht mal noch ist. Ich will nicht damit mehr Dore, weil er der Ort ist, hat er nur noch jetzt. Ich will nicht bedäume, die war wohl nur noch jüdisch, wie immer. Die Leute noch erlauben, die Menschen oder die Kids haben, wie ich da bin, weil die Mitre, die mich jetzt so noch wie ist der, die Jocke ist, die Jocke ist. Na, I mentioned that Machlokes, between the Ramban and Rashi on one end, and the Yad Ramah, and the Ramban, and this is, and the other, this is also like the Abraham. In other words, according to Rashi, the Rashbom, so it's based upon Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, not upon the Chodesh Yisrael. And the Chutz Loretz, it doesn't apply, and according to the Abraham, according to the Rambam, and according to this is, it applies to Chutz Loretz too. It's based upon the Achokas, the Tzokim, the Kansi. That's in regard to New Year. So there is a machlokes whether it applies only to Eretz Yisrael or it applies even to Chutz Loretz. How about the halacha by the Rabbanon? Not the Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, it only applies in Eisim Iyom Mikosh. The way Mikosh saw there is the Mikosh. So according to the Rabbanon of the Rabbanon, it applies not only to Rabbanon, it applies to other cities too. It is limited only to Eretz Yisrael cities. Or that too applies to everything, even to those ones. whatever was going on. Per esempio, con i cinesi, voi sono il mio amico storico. L'ava di due marce, la pastina si nama caccio, la ava non è mai la più bella, la ava è l'altra. Ricordo da loro che inizia sono il mio amico storico. E lui che da me non è mai vedete. Clima, più lei se nami, c'è un comicino sempre, c'è malchi, ma c'è lui l'altro, c'è un comicino io, va mai tempo, la più bella, la ava c'è l'altra. Udman, più lei non è il rosso della tisoia, aber auch in das Volk der Russland. Es ist Mikrosoft. Es ist Mikrosoft. Wir haben die Theorie, wo er kommt. Wo er kommt. Sondern wir haben zwei Kunden, die wollen die Terre jetzt. Die Wiesen zwei Menschen sehen, sie haben die Arbeit noch nur für die Marke gewöhnt. Nach die tausend Euro. Because in so far ist der Kopf, die tausend Euro. An der Score, ob in das Mikrosoft. And they see your microscope, your microscope, your microscope, your microscope is concerned. So that applies on the dirty soil, even if on not the good words. Machine in this hour will be 25 hours, that applies in the good words also. We believe in the money. Literally, what's on the dirty soil, our dirty soil is the good words, it's the microscope. We all have a chip here, we have a chip here, even the good words. We think of a name here, she captured. ומקורי כוסר ודאי תוך משום חזק ואפילו בחוץ לו וכי משום המלולים שתראו פשיטרי שתקור לזוהר בארץ ישראל אבל בחוץ לו זה נדים שיעקי ומתקנקו הלוואי שתנערו בפני משום בפני ישבר וכי משחרי תן פקורי משום שניסי מכוסות והוא ממקשים ולעבור את מסיס וכי כוסר פרש את זה הקרם של בארץ ישראל שמענו ויהיו דבוזי על בארץ ישראל So that way, so the Ramban Shiki means, the Ramban Shiki means, the thing so far as the Isaac, of the Nasins or the Mikrosh or Mikrosh is concerned, that definitely applies only to our soil, doesn't apply to good soil. According to the Blessed, it only applies to our being. So the Ramban is saying it applies to all things, but only our soil, not good soil, it's even though it's a Jewish thing. Though it's a Jewish thing. So that, but as far as is the machikin as we look here, Chofayam is concerned. So the Havan of the Gemara was that it's not because of the area. It's not because of the area. If not for Ule, so then we could say it has nothing to do with the beauty of the city. Because it's a magic. Because maybe Ilonis will do damage to the karka of the year. That's the reason. But once Ule mentions that the town is because of Noyoia, the town is because of Noyoia, so then that also applies only to that as well. Not only the aloche of an instance of Mikrosh and Mikrosot, or Yom Mikrosh and Mikroshir, but even the aloche of Machikin, as a Yom Mikrosh, Chofayamo, it applies only to that as well. So if not for Ule, then we could say that the Mishnah is not based upon the area, it's based upon the Chokas Nizok Mamish, because perhaps a new one does damage to the foundation, to the firmness, the sturdiness of the Karakawiya. But Ule says that it's based upon the Noyoiya. So if it's based upon Noyoiya, then it can only apply to each of our soil. It cannot apply to good words. It cannot apply to good words. And from the Ramban, it's mashma. It's not so clear, but from the Ramban, it's mashma, that the reason is why anything that diminishes, reduces the beauty of the earth's soil, comes within the concept of each about the soil. So we could say that beautifying the outer soil per se comes within the midst of each about the soil. And Rav Shmuel Moller writes like that. I mean that beautifying the outer soil per se, it comes within the midst of each about the soil. But from Rabban's notion in his mashman, the midst of each about the soil really implies that we should take possession of our soil. But anything that might be conducive to the vectors to Jews living out of Israel. So come to the mitzvah of Israel. So it's not that the beautification of Eretz Yisrael per se comes within the mitzvah of Israel. The mitzvah of Israel implies the rashtem mishakim. In other words, we should take possession of Eretz Yisrael. But anything that is confusing to a single Jew becoming a defector and living Eretz Yisrael, so is inconsistent with Eretz Yisrael. Now, if you reduce the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, so there might be some Jews who become disgusted. They'll decide, why should we live in Eretz Yisrael? It's not so beautiful. We can go town in Mayor, and there the cities are popular. So that's why it comes here. So that's why the Rambam says, Abu Shaita Khosura Eretz Yisrael, Abu Khosura Eretz Yisrael, Adin Ken Sheyakim. We will dig the book room. How a vine should be numbered with the Yishvel. How a vine should be numbered with the Yishvel. So what did he say? How a vine should be numbered with the Yishvel. So what did he say? We don't care about the appearance of the Jewish citizens. Why did he say, how a vine should be numbered with the Yishvel? It's good. If more Jews will become disgusted with their homes and foreheads, so that will be an impetus for them to immigrate into Eretz Yisrael. So we see from this Ramban that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael really implies the chiyuv of taking possession of Eretz Yisrael, not of beautifying Eretz Yisrael. Beautifying Eretz Yisrael is not, and it is not as the Shmuel Moller writes, that it's a mitzvah deraisa, it's an integral part of the midraisa, of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, to beautify Eretz Yisrael, because beautification per se is an integral part of the Israel. From the Ramban, it's not mashma that way. But from the Ramban, it's mashma that why does it come with the issue about the soil? Because if you reduce the beauty of the soil, so you reduce the attractiveness of the soil for the Jews. Because many Jews like to live in an attractive, beautiful place. And if the beauty of the soil is reduced, and the beauty of the cities of Chutzlaret is enhanced, so then more and more Jews will be impelled to move out from that. So he says, so maybe it's not Shaykh to say, we got the Chutzlaret, and the Kabbalah, we got the Chutzlaret, how about you should be now with the Israel? So more Jews will immigrate from Chutzlaret to the Israel. Anyway, this is the Ramban. Now, but the Ramban says that as far as it is in here, Mikrosh here, so he's concerned that certainly applies only to Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't apply to Chutzlaret. But the Ramban says that even according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Eliezer, that the Yisrael of an AC in Sodom Mikrosh or a Mikrosh Sodom, an AC in Neo Mikrosh, so it applies to cities other than royal being. So it applies even to Chutzlaret. It doesn't mean to a non-Jewish city in Chutzlaret, but it applies to a Jewish city in Chutzlaret, according to the Yad Ramban.